Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Things a little bit different today, the Carrie and Tommy show. Of course, we do have Tommy Little.
Yes, I am here.
But?
I brought my home life into my work life. My housemate, the man, the myth, the legend, the Ginger Prince of comedy, Luke McGregor is here.
Hello. Thank you for that intro. I really appreciate it. It's good to be here, buddy. Obviously, I'll see you at home as well after the shift.
We can't whinge about how bad the show was when we're at home.
What's that? Sorry. Oh, no, we can't because it'll be our fault. Yeah. But I'm very confident this will be the best thing you and I have ever done.
So. Yeah. Do you think many people think if you can't get Carrie Bickmore, get Luke McGregor?
I think so.
Yeah.
But we probably didn't even have to announce me and people wouldn't have known people the difference.
So, yeah. Would you put on a voice if I said...
I mean, I've filled in for the project 7 times and no one's ever pointed it out. So,
yeah. It's very good. Hey, there's something that you said. You said in passing... As we were about to finish our meeting before the show, you said, oh, there's some little thing I'd like to talk about while I've got time on radio.
While I've got access to a radio show, yes.
And then you just spurted about 20 seconds of the most specific phone topic that I think I've ever heard, and I reckon we should do it now.
Okay. I'm a redhead. And I read an article that said redheads need more anesthesia.
So I
think it's true because I just had a bunch of dental work because that's why I'm having trouble talking. I had a tooth out and I guess I just want to know if any other redheads out there also tend to need more needles.
Yeah, this is great.
Because I think I do.
So how do you know though if you're a redhead? Because you've never not been a redhead.
I know, but the dentist told me off and I often get told off because they said, oh, you're moving around too much or this shouldn't hurt at this point. And I'm like, oh, but it still does.
Right. And so... If that's wrong, it just means you're a wuss, or do you mean redheads generally? So would this work for childbirth as well?
Apparently we need more...
Something about your genetics. Yeah, you need more painkillers to be as effective.
As effective as a normal person.
So I have the same amount of painkillers as you, and it has a great effect on me.
Apparently, I don't know why it's a... I think it's a very useless superpower to have.
Feel more pain.
I don't know how it's handy in any way. I'll save you.
I saved you, but the burn's hurting me.
My teeth. So
do you want to hear from redheads or do you want to hear from medical experts?
I guess, if you're a redhead and a medical expert, even better, but either one's fine.
I'd also love to hear from a tough redhead, 131060, if you're listening, if you're a redhead and you're like, I've never had this problem, because I'd like to know whether this is redheads in general.
And I'd like to challenge them to some dental work and see who can take it.
131060, give us a call. Redheads, or people that know a lot about redheads, do they need more anesthetic to numb the pain than people who are not redheaded?
If you're a doctor of redheads.
And that's all we've got time for in this afternoon show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everyone.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You pose the question to the people.
Yes.
Do redheads need more anesthesia?
Yep.
Anesthesia, anesthetic?
I don't know, actually. Anesthesia.
Do they need more anesthesia in their lives than regular humans? because you think that it doesn't have as much as an effect on redheads.
I read one article and I agree with it because I've heard that my whole life.
That's enough, though. If I read one that solidifies my point of view, I'm like, well, case closed.
Probably the problem with the world at the moment. But yeah.
Let's go to Lena. Hey, Lena, are you a redhead?
I am.
And do you agree?
I see her at the meeting, so.
Oh, yeah. Do you agree with Luke? Do you need more anesthetic? I'm just going to keep saying.
Anesthesias, yes. I need 3 times more each wisdom teeth.
And so when you say that, 3 times more, does the dentist say to you, this is 3 times more than normal?
No. What they say is, okay, we'll put the first one in. How do you feel? Matt can still feel it. Put the second one in. Can you feel that? Yes, I can. Put the third one in and we're good to go.
No, but how do you know that's 3 times more than normal?
Because they've got to put it in 3 times.
Yeah, but maybe the normal dose is 3 needles.
No, I've been told it's this is more than I normally put in.
Lena, can you please turn your radio down in the background?
Oh, sorry, my kids are trying to listen in.
No, that's okay. Check the podcast. so you don't think 1 needle is the normal dose?
I guess it depends on whatever the normal dose is. But I usually get told by whoever's in.
Yep, doing it. It's more than normal.
It's more than normal.
Okay, great. Lena says more than normal, agrees. Mitchie, let's go to Mitch. Mitch, you're a redhead?
Yeah, mate. Love the show.
Thanks,
Mitch. I'm a 6'9" truck driver. I had to get a biopsy out of my leg, and they put in the normal dose. Said, can you still feel it? Same as the last caller. I said, yes. That happened 3 times. They ended up putting 3.5 times the amount of a normal person into my leg just to get me to not feel it.
Wow. And this is, I reckon, put to rest my other theory then that Luke was just a wuss. Because, Mitch, you sound like you're not even close to a wuss.
Oh, well, my 6'9" tucky covered in tattoos, so I'm pretty sure I'm not a wuss. But
did you need any painkillers for your tattoos?
No. No numbing cream, nothing.
When I got my tattoos, I needed extra. No, I think it's, I don't know if they need a redhead dose or something. Like, you have a dose for normal people and a dose of redheads. Like, you just have two bottles in the cabinet.
The red dose. But you know people then, I'd be dyeing my hair red.
You'd be dyeing my hair?
I'd be going, just give me the red dose, please.
You know, you'd have a certification card, driver's license to say this is an actual redhead.
What does it come with? What does your certification kit come with?
Well,
shade umbrella?
It's a little bit of sunscreen and stuff, but it's just a proper government issued ID.
Hey, we've got a medical professional, I believe. Jacinta, you're a nurse?
Jacinta, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you a nurse, Jacinta?
Yes, I am.
And a redhead?
Yes.
Oh, what a double threat.
Perfect.
yes, my brother is also.
can you finalise for Luke, do redheads need more anaesthesia?
Yes, definitely. Myself and in my job, I see it all the time.
Luke's taking his headphones off.
I'm not quite sure why. I can't hear the people on the phone. It's not coming through my headphones.
Oh, aren't they?
Yeah, so I feel like I'm interrupting people, but I don't know.
And you only just said that. Yeah.
I didn't know if I should say it on air or not.
Have we done this whole talk break with you just guessing what the people on air said?
Yeah, so pretty much.
I thought, as soon as the phones were on, I thought I was looking at you and I was like, bro, you've gone so quiet.
I can't hear what this
redhead topic that you were so passionate about?
I didn't want to look
up
professional. I thought maybe that's how radio works.
For those people listening, you took your headphones off and then you leaned into the screen where we can see people's names written on the screen. Like, that would be able to make you hear it better.
I was just doing whatever I could.
Well, so you haven't heard any of the callers. So what's happened? I'll catch up to speed. What's happened is they've all been redheads and they've all said, no, they're fine with pain and you're a wuss. Sorry, bro.
What?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here's a great little experiment for us. Luke, you might not know this, but every week we do the quiz from the newspaper.
I know. I listen to the show from start to finish every day.
You can drop your tone. We don't do well. And we had the Prime Minister in and we did worse. We got 0 out of 5 with the Prime Minister.
Right.
And I've always considered
which team?
God, what? Turnbull.
Turnbull, right.
Yeah, that was bad that I've erased him from my memory already. I like to consider Carrie and I a team and Buzz. But I thought this is a great chance to see if there is a weaker member of the team because Carrie's away. And so would you mind filling in?
No, happy to do it.
Let's do it.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Likes the production, so that's a good start. Yeah,
it's a lot of hype. It's like a new Avengers movie or something coming out.
John's hurtful though. He's just told us he listens to the show every day.
Oh, yeah.
And then laughed like he just heard that opener for the first time.
Because I love the show and I love the opener. Yeah. Happy memories.
Let's do it.
All right, question number one. Who won the Best Actress Oscar for her role in the 1987 movie Moonstruck?
Okay. Oh, this is you, bro.
I can't Google, can I assume?
No.
Okay. Imagine if we'd never got 5 out of 5 and we could Google.
Meryl Streep.
Great guess, I reckon. She's won most of them, hasn't she? Do you know the movie Moonstruck?
I don't think so.
No. Buzz, do you know it?
No.
I don't know.
1987.
Let's say Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep. Good.
Cool. Number two, which word, starting with C, is the most common collective noun for a group of alligators?
Crocs?
Alligators.
Crocodiles.
It could be a croc of gators. A cluster?
A cluster?
A cuddle?
Alligator?
Oh, a cuddle would be nice.
I don't know. Let's go with cluster?
Cluster?
I don't know.
We can't look at Sonda. Yeah, she usually helps us out.
Christian seems to think cluster's not bad. A Christian.
A
Christian of crocodiles, alligators.
A collection.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I feel like cluster is probably the... Because, I mean, if you're a collector of crocodiles, that's different.
Crows is the best one. A murder of crows.
A murder of crows.
We'll lock in cluster and collection. We'll move on to three. What type of meat is used to make traditional Vietnamese pho bo? I've definitely said that wrong, but pho bo, yeah.
I don't...
Beef?
No, in fact, I don't think I've known
pho?
That.
Is it pho?
Beef?
Pho?
We'll say really cool. That's, it's a beef. Meat, so that narrows it. That's... Sure.
Beef, beef. Sounds good.
Like a cluster of beef. It goes into pho.
It's not chorizo.
Question four. The Burgers of Calais is one of the best known works by which sculptor?
The Burgers of Calais.
Burgers of Calais.
Burgers?
B-U-R-G-H-E-R-S.
Great question.
I'll read that as Burgers.
I don't
even know. What are we looking for? An artist?
Which sculptor?
Made David?
Let me just think about it. Which sculptors are my favourites?
Yeah, narrow it down for them.
And I'll go ahead and pick one from that list.
Who made David? Was that...
David?
Yeah, the statue of David.
Leonardo?
Da Vinci? Is that the same person?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Leonardo and...
I regret doing this quiz.
All right, we've got one more. Which country shares land borders with Saudi Arabia, Yemen and the United Arab Emirates?
Ooh, your specialty, bro. You're mad for Yemen.
It's funny, I was just doing a lecture on
Yemen
geography.
Just in general, where things are.
I mean, you've got to come, it's a blast, but I've forgotten.
What is it? Yemen?
Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates.
Afghanistan?
I don't know. I'm actually
Iraq?
I can't believe how little I know
Iran?
About. Are there any questions about the Ghostbusters movie?
None. Not in today's paper.
All right, well, then I'm out. Not in today's paper. Oh, the luck.
All right, Iraq, should we lock in that?
Iraq.
Oh, no, Liza, I know I say that.
No, I said the luck, referring to how unlucky I was that there were no Ghostbusters questions. But if you want to lock in...
Iraq.
Sure.
Great. All right, let's go through the answers. You locked in Meryl Streep for question one. It was Cher.
Oh, I thought that was one of our best, too.
Cluster collection is what we locked in for the alligators. It's actually a congregation.
Oh!
Man, it's like the alligators hand out flyers. You got to join the congregation.
It's also such a hard word to say. If you're scared that a lot of alligators are coming after you, it's hard to get out. There's a congregation of alligators coming at me.
Fobo, the meat in that is beef.
Yeah!
Got one.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Leonardo. It was August Roden.
I was going to say that.
I didn't lock in Leonardo. I just mentioned it out loud when you asked me for the answer.
You should have given us a hint. Also a month.
Okay. And Oman was the answer to question five.
Okay, we've learned that Carrie is definitely not the weak link.
Sorry.
But it was nice to have a few weak links together.
So I didn't win the $1 million?
Nah, maybe next week.
No.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Should we talk about it?
Sure.
I want to talk about your love life. Because it's been about as long as it has been since Peter Andre's single came out. No,
you saw my calendar, Shane.
You shouldn't leave it out of the open.
No, I shouldn't put it on the fridge.
I'm trying to get you back on internet dating.
Yeah.
And although you're not vocally hesitant, I feel like you keep avoiding it.
I don't know. It's a lot of... I don't, you know, you pick photos and stuff, and it's...
portrait mode now. Have you seen portrait mode?
Does it make it look better?
Stunning.
Oh, sweet, okay.
Unbelievable.
We were talking about this. One of the issues I have is, you have to have an opening line. And when I was on a few years ago, I...
So if you match, it's your first thing you got to then...
Yeah, because I use the same one every time, which is, what do you... what do you think this emoji is for? And then I just pick a random emoji that I never used before.
Which is great, because that means it's changed from your old opening line, which used to be...
Here we go.
No, this is not even a joke. Oh, okay. This is what it used to be. Do you remember? It used to be you used to find photos that had a girl and they had an animal in them.
Oh, that's right.
And you'd ask how much for the dog.
That's right, I did too, which was not hugely successful.
You remember at the point where you got drunk and you started going through photos and you were like, do you think if I ask how much for the couch, it has the same kind of funniness?
That's right, yeah. Still single. End up with a lot of couches though. And so
your line was, what's this emoji for?
And it worked. It was a good one. Like it was a fun line and we got in fun conversations. But I matched with two girls who were sisters and they said you're not allowed to use the same opening line.
But they started attacking you because you said the same thing.
Well, yeah, I wondered if is it okay to, because I thought once you've got one that you like, you can just keep using that one over and over again. That's okay.
Of course.
Otherwise, some people are getting subpar lines because that was my best one.
And how exhausting having to go through and think of a new.
Oh, it's a lot of work. As someone who overthinks things, it was.
Yeah. You'd be locked away for days.
I had a whole writing retreat, basically. I did a TAFE course.
You'd come back and I'd go, how'd you go, bro? And you go, oh, I've got one for Cassandra. She didn't write back.
No, okay,
you've been gone a week.
No. Yeah, I'm going to go back on retreat now. Try and think of a new one.
I've got a new match. I'm off.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Doing the masterclasses with our Scorsese. Yeah.
I thought maybe people could help us out. What happened with the sisters? Did you hook up with either of them?
I'm married to both of them now. No, it was unsuccessful.
What about if people help us? I've got, so you're open to the idea of getting back on?
Yes, I'm open to it.
So I walked up the 50 best opening lines, and I think people out there have to have better ones than these.
Okay.
I'd love to know from you, 131060, what is your opening line? I'll give you some of these. And to give you an indicator of just the quality that we're dealing with here, this one comes in at number 50. So they're not saying it's the best, but it's still made the list.
50 of the world's best.
This is the best in the world.
Humanity.
And this made the list.
Okay.
Buzz, if you could give me a bit of this made the list. Hey, how was your weekend? That's it.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
That made the list.
I wanted to marry you. It was so beautiful. He really cares. It was good.
I think this is not bad. Oh, I don't know.
So that was number 50.
That was number 50.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's just weird ones. This is gross. I woke up today thinking this was just another boring Monday, and then I saw your photo on my app.
Really beautiful. Oh, I wonder if are you allowed to tell them, can you, just before you read this line, can you also put on this specific song to really sell it?
Do you want to read that one? Read number 19.
Number 19. Let's cut this bullshit and just meet for a drink.
Oh, no, sorry, Luke. Can you read number 19?
That is 19.
give us a call.
Sorry. I'm bad at banter.
131060, give us a call. We want to hear your best opening lines. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. We're talking about love.
Yes.
Specifically, yes. Online love.
Online love.
And the pressure of the opening line on a dating app.
Yeah.
Yours was, what's this emoji mean? Which emoji was it?
I just picked one that I haven't used. So usually just the most random one I could find.
Right. So it wasn't just, what's this emoji mean, turd emoji.
Yeah, so I did give people different emojis. So that's something. But I would just use the same line.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Maybe you need to say it over the music.
Which emoji do you use? Yeah, it's way better.
You got your own line wrong. You said, which emoji do you use? That's such a weird opening line. Which emoji do you use?
That's worse. Sorry, it's a lot of pressure.
Katie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm living the dream. Do you reckon you've got a good opening line?
I do. I think you should send an emoji of an orange.
Okay.
And then you should say, sorry, I couldn't find an opening line.
That actually is pretty good.
Oh,
I think it's funny.
Oh, an opening lime.
Yeah, L-I-M-E.
Oh, I just thought it was funny. Okay, that's.
I'm so glad you clarified.
No, because there's no lime emoji. So you have to send through the orange. And then if they find it funny and they get it, then they're worth talking to.
Is there no lime emoji?
No, just an orange.
Right.
Can you change the color of the orange one? Like, you know how you hold.
Can you?
Well, you know how you can change the color of the hands and stuff. like you go up and you change the colour, is it possible that the orange one, if you go up, you could change it to a lemon or a lime or...
Well, if that was possible, then my opening line does not work anymore.
That's good.
But if there's no lasagna emoji, you could just swap to that.
But here's the problem I have with it, is you haven't asked a question, Katie. Do you think an opening line needs a question?
But it can be something that's punny. It just has to be something that catches attention.
And do you, in your bio, you strike me as a type of person, in your bio, does it say good banter essential?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to go for coffee or?
It's just got to be solid conversation. Otherwise, there is no point meeting someone who's not going to have good conversation.
She didn't even respond.
No, well, it's quite a weird good question.
Do you want to ask her again over the music?
No, I probably don't.
Play the music.
I'm actually going to leave.
Katie,
you didn't get the opening line, though. You didn't even think it was funny.
The lime. It was really gross. Saved it.
Yeah. Now you say that.
It's one of my favourite things I've ever heard in my whole life.
Do you want to keep chatting to Katie or should we move on?
I think I'm panicking, basically.
Yeah. You're too polite.
I know.
To move on.
I'm sorry. So you have to at some point, though, right? Because you have to go to commercial.
Well, yeah. No, I'm going to leave it in your hands.
Okay. I guess I'll just hear forever now. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the radio show so far, everyone.
Let's go to Angela. Angela, do you reckon your opening line is better than Katie's?
I think so, because I can actually get a reaction with my line.
Okay, we'll give you some music and then hit us.
All right, just a simple one word, Titanic.
Oh, this sucks. This is going to be about ice breaking.
Yeah, it is. And then when they say, what? You just say, that's my icebreaker.
You know the bolder, have you heard the bolder version of this, Ange?
No, I don't think I have.
It's if you're out, IRL, like old school, like the kids used to do actually at the clubs, you would go up to the person's drink and grab the ice out of their drink and throw it on the ground and say, now that I've broken your ice. Your ice? The ice. Can I buy you another drink?
Okay. That is...
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
I'll have another drink.
I probably, as someone who gets a bit germophobia, I think once the fingers have gone into my drink, it'll be... The interaction will be going down. Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. I wonder if anyone's listening going, I cannot wait to hear Carrie's voice. What? I apologise.
Well, they were tuned out now.
That's true, actually, yeah.
That's fine. We're working on a skeleton stuff now. Hey, mate, do you want to talk about your teeth?
Sure.
Because you have been talking about it every day.
I had a root canal when I was younger and I have to get that tooth replaced. And I got told that if I ever want to get braces or Invisalign or if I want to get my teeth straightened, I have to decide in the next 3 months before the implant goes in.
What were the other options going to be? Braces, Invisalign?
Just use my fingers and just really push hard.
Your arms and your teeth would look amazing by the end
of it. Oh, man, everything works. Buff with perfect teeth.
What about veneers?
I don't know, maybe. But they just said if I want to have my teeth moved, I have to decide in the next 3 months. So I've been sort of asking everyone I know whether I should get my gap. Basically, I don't have a gap in my two front teeth anymore.
So for people who haven't seen you, you've got a gap between your two front teeth. And I actually reckon your teeth look great.
Thanks, buddy. That means a lot.
Yep. But what worries me about it is this thing that you said the other day. You said, because I said don't get braces. I said, how old are you?
35.
You're 35. It'll be 2 years of your life. You're a single man. I reckon this is your time to shine and you're thinking about braces. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think
because I like your teeth.
I think it can take about somewhere between 6 and 18 months.
A big difference.
But I don't know.
We have a friend who got veneers. Would you consider veneers?
Maybe. My dentist was saying how she's actually worked with people who want a gap, who actually like shave in a gap, because it different people, like, for example, modelling, if you have a gap, you look more unique. Because I guess everyone in modelling is attractive, so having a gap makes you more unique. I don't know. I've already got one built in.
And so if Husey didn't have a gap, would you be happier about your gap? Or do you think you're just another gap tooth comedian?
I'm not. Hughesy's already got the market. I don't know.
Is that why you want to make your teeth perfect? Because that'll separate you from comedians.
Exactly. I'm just constantly compared to, like you know, poor man Hughesy. So.
But the other day I was worried because you said I might get Invisalign and then if I don't, I could just not do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean just take it out because you can take them out?
Yeah, but what? Here's my pitch to you.
Yeah.
Your teeth are great.
Thanks, man.
Not only do I think they don't need straightening or moving together, I actually think you'd lose a certain je ne sais quoi about yourself.
Does that mean?
Sex. You'd lose a certain sex.
I thought so. That was my guess. Yeah. I do wish I could go in. Like, all I want to do is go forward in time 20 years and compare my IMDb pages with or without. Because if you want to play a superhero, they always have masks. Like, if I couldn't play a superhero.
Are you living your life to play a superhero?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew.
If you have a mask on, right, and my teeth look a bit crooked, then people will be able to recognize me. I won't have my secret identity won't work.
What masks have they? Oh, they do have. They have their mask.
Yeah, yeah, like Batman. Like he.
But that's fine because if you're wearing a superhero mask, people will just be like, Hughesy did it again.
He gets all the credit for saving
robbed the bank again. And that's you're like, damn it!
Come on, it was me. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I could play Iron Man or Deadpool or Spider Man, I guess. But
any others?
I'm out. Because even if I played Hulk, you know, if I got super green, the gap would even be even wider, I suppose.
Should we put it to the people?
I guess they'd have to Google me first and then find a photo.
No. We can talk about it generally. Because generally speaking, I think gap is sexy. I've got a sexy
gap. Yeah. And you really mean that? You're not just saying it as an excuse to play that song just then?
I'd think about a gap. If you got rid of your gap,
you'd get one.
I'd think about your
just
gap.
Just to restore balance to the universe.
Yeah. Wouldn't have meant I'd just wake up. Oh, damn it. Luke's had his teeth done. He missed it.
You get it fixed. I get it back. Tommy.
Give us a call. 131060. Do you reckon the gap is sexy? Yes or no? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The gap tooth, Luke McGregor, and I mean that for now. I'm arguing it should be permanently because I've got a sexy gap. Yeah, I'm into it, mate. Anna Paquin, Jessica Hart, Madonna. Well, that really fell off at the end there. But sexy people with gaps in their teeth. I think it's hot. I think it's unique, and I think it should stay. And I don't think you should get work done on your teeth to change it. But we have asked the people.
Maybe if it's really sexy, I should get it wider. Like, the wider it is, the sexier.
take the front two out.
Just two teeth on either side.
just getting whole celery sticks and just being able to feed them down.
Tommy, watch this.
Would you do top and bottom?
I just have four teeth, I guess, just two, one on each. Just
chompers. Yeah, just chompers. Chompers.
Just chompers.
Just back ones.
Just back ones to chew on, just so I can still function as eat food.
Jesus, okay. Let's go to Andy. Andy, g'day.
Hi there.
A gap sexy or not?
Absolutely they are.
Have you got one?
No, I don't. My partner has one, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, and they are so sexy. I notice people with a gap. Yeah, keep it.
I wish you were in the dentist office when they made me feel self-conscious about it.
Oh, yeah. No, but listen, keep it. Absolutely hot.
Right, love it. Tanya from Newcastle. Tanya, gap sexy, yay, nay?
I say yes. You just look at Madonna. You know, she's sexy, she's successful, and everybody that's got a gap in their teeth is majorly successful. So I say go for the gap.
Everybody.
Keep the gap and I will be successful as Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, I think that sells it really.
Are we done?
Don't go for braces. Just keep the gap and you'll be successful for life.
Tanya, there are some people that have gaps in their teeth that aren't successful.
Name one.
Exactly, name one.
Got him.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, gap, sexy?
No, keep the gap, mate. My missus has got a gap and she's beautiful. She's a stunner.
Wow. Oh, and did she always have the gap or did she do the new thing that Luke was talking about, his dentist, where he said they're putting in a gap now?
I've had it as long as I've known her.
Right.
I guess I could always change my mind and get the gap reinstated later. It seems like a lot of work, though.
Geez, your dentist is getting real banged
up. Oh, no.
Straighten them. Now bring the gap back. Now straighten them.
And a little bit more. Not too wide. Perfect. Thank
and
you.
A pink tooth. Let's go to Hayden. Hayden, what do you reckon? Hayden, you great man. What do you reckon?
Oh, no gap, mate. Seriously, looks like you got hit in the face with a shovel.
That's a rough way to finish.
That, does, that was a mate, quite a blow.
Like a money box. You can put 5 cent coins through his teeth.
I think you... Yeah. Hayden, you sound like you've got a fair head on you as well, I reckon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
No Carrie today. Luke McGregor, thanks for filling in today, mate.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Of course, Hughie and Kate join us right now.
How glorious. Are you still happy housemates, you two?
Yeah, we're happy housemates. How's that going, Luke?
Good, yeah. Now we top and tail now.
So you can tell us.
Yeah, I appreciate
tell
that.
Us to the, tell them about the wild stuff we got up to last night.
Oh, well, we watched... A show.
A maths show.
A maths show.
Oh.
On what? What channel?
It was ABC. It was weird.
Was it formulas when you have to work out the formulas?
It was meant to be maths that you could apply to your everyday life, such as telling people their golf clubs are unlucky gives you a bias that therefore makes you play worse.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Like was it probability?
We lasted... as long as this conversation.
I know, I must say, I'm already.
Who would be better at maths out of you two, though?
I was playing video games on my iPad.
Who got a better score at high school, actually? That's an interesting one. Out of you two. What do you reckon, Kate? Let's have a guess.
That's a really good question.
I don't know.
But because we went to different states, it'd be different, though, right?
Sounds like the talk of a loser.
I got 240.
Ducks
of his school.
Yeah, thank you. And I think Kate was. As well.
No, primary school.
In primary school you were ducks. And
they really, never had a ducks in primary school.
Well, it was the first year the school was even open.
They never had ducks.
They introduced it, but they introduced it because that's how good she was, I think.
They brought in the ducks.
And the rest of my time at school, of course, was ducks, nuts.
They called it, on the sign it says KT Langbrook. With K-T-I-E,
They changed the school.
Imagine little Katie Langbrook running around. Oh,
would have been wild, I reckon.
No, I don't think so. Really? Jehovah's Witness.
She would have been a sack.
Oh, did this...
Terrible.
It took a while for the flower to blossom.
Really? My flower?
My school changed their logo to my face. That's how good I did it.
Oh, like an ice cream brand?
No, but just a whole... It's just my face.
Is that a joke? Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
No,
that's a joke. Come on.
All right. That was Hughie about to be pissed off that he hasn't got the same thing. It's like, I didn't know you could do that.
Yes. Luke McGregor. Are we talking just maths?
Oh, no, the whole school. In year 12, whatever.
You mean to get to go into uni or whatever?
Yeah, to go into uni.
What else would we be talking about? McGregor.
I got 70.4 or something.
Out of what? 100?
No, Tommy's beaten you, I reckon.
Oh, what'd you get, Tommy?
Were you close to being ducks? Were you in the top 10%, do you think, of your year level? Or not? Maybe it wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
Were you clever?
All right, here we go. What? Because you know when if you do your final year of high school, you can get into, your score will get you into some sort of...
Oh, of course.
Would either your scores get you into law?
No, I wanted to be an astronaut.
I had
70 was not enough.
I did drama, so you needed something like 50 to get in. But I had a mate who applied for courses that were up near 90. He applied for law, but not at one of the main ones, and it was about 90. And we said to him, "Are you sure?" And he's like, "Yeah." Mm. He got 44.
My school was so bad. I was ducks, and I couldn't have gotten into law. The ducks of the school still wouldn't have been able to get into law.
The only thing that
I could have got into.
Yeah. And he got into the local streets.
No, I could have got into I entered into IT, and the first year they offered the IT course at this university. 1989, guys.
Is that what did you end
Internet up started in 1990, and I quit after 6 weeks.
No future.
What was it before the internet? Just keyboarding.
There was
just
no internet before 1990, mate. You couldn't look up anything.
Yeah, but what was your course?
It was the start of it. We were coding. It was all that stuff.
We did.
Right at the start.
This was a sign of the times in high school. We used to do touch typing was a thing until year 8, and they decided it wasn't relevant anymore. It got replaced with sex education.
Really? Yeah. Well, still using your fingers.
the same people excel.
All right, Hughes and Cater up next. Once again, Luke McGregor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with Carrie back. We'll see you then.
Because I sucked, what?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.